And I'm going to introduce Dr. Damien O'Kane, who's an executive member and based at the University of Ulster. Each year, the executive looks at the conference hosting arrangements for the following year. And this year, we had a number of institutions that were interested in hosting the conference in 2012. And after a tortuous decision-making process, we decided we'd like to invite the University of Ulster to be our conference host for 2012. We're delighted to be working with the University of Ulster and Damien and his team, I know, to have a really successful and memorable conference in Northern Ireland. The very first time we've had the opportunity to have the conference in Northern Ireland, so we're especially pleased to be going to Derry for the conference. So we're just going to have just a few minutes from Damien just to tell you a bit about what might be in store for you next year when you all go to the FACE conference in Northern Ireland, which is going to be hosted in Derry. So Damien, do you want to come and tell us about what you've got in store, which I'm sure will be wonderful?
Okay, folks, I know I've already run over by 20 minutes. Just a quick outline of what we're going to try and do for FACE Conference 2012. Get the date in the diary, 4th to the 6th of July, the Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. I'm deliberately going for that sort of midweek slot because you'll hear now in a moment, we're trying to, whilst we have a conference, we're trying to extend delegates' stay within Northern Ireland, within the city of Derry or Londonderry. It isn't a dual centre conference. Some people prefer to call it Derry, some people prefer to call it Londonderry. It goes back to the history of Northern Ireland for about 400 years, and I'm not going to get into that at this stage. But you can call it either Derry or Londonderry, but I say it is 4th to the 6th of July 2012. The theme itself, again, it's a general working theme, widen access and divided communities. When we talk about divided communities, we're taking it in the broadest sense so that delegates or people who are putting forward papers can interpret that in almost any way that they wish. I've put up a few examples. Really what we wanted to have as part of the conference, and we've really started to engage with some people in relation to speaking at the conference next July, we're looking for international and national comparisons. So we're having, you know, I'd say international speakers from around the world. And we have, again, identified people from the US, the likes of South Africa, and other geographically divided communities, but also in terms of divided communities, things like social class, ethnicity, gender, disability. So it's a very, very broad definition of divided communities. We want to look at social mobility, potentially the theme as well, and really focusing on demonstrating impact. There is a lot of consideration at the moment, as you all are aware, in relation to social mobility. And some of the examples, some of the speakers at the conference will be demonstrating how they have shown impact in relation to social mobility. And then also, which is critically important for Northern Ireland, looking at regional approaches to widen access. Northern Ireland will have in 2013 a regional strategy for widening participation, which is an interesting one because almost every other region is moving away from a regional strategy. Northern Ireland is embracing and moving towards a regional strategy. So it's really learning from other areas that have had a regional approach to widening access. In terms of why would you want to come to the FACE conference in Derry, Londonderry, again, we are targeting international keynotes and delegates. We already have very strong expressions of interest because we've really started working through the networks that we have. And the University of Ulster has very strong networks, particularly in North America, and we already have, let's say, very strong interest. We're going to limit the number to 200 delegates. There is a temptation to go much higher than that, but we want to make sure that it is a quality conference and it is a quality experience for those who take part. So we're deliberately limiting it to 200 delegates. It will be a not-for-profit conference, so every penny of delegates' fee will go back into the conference. And we reckon from the costs that we've done already and the deals we already have with the hotels, for example, that we can do the full conference, including conference fee, including conference dinner, four-star hotel accommodation for under £400. Now, there will obviously be sponsors alongside that, but we want to keep the fee as low as we possibly can. The one thing I will say to you is that we have, say, four-star hotels. We've got four or five four-star hotels that we're dealing with, and we have 150 bed spaces already agreed. The reason why we agreed them so early is because there is a round-the-world clipper, which is boats, race, which finishes in Derry the exact same weekend as this. So really what we're doing is we're buying up all the bed spaces so we can flog them to people who are coming to the... So we're trying to keep the delegate fee as low as we can. So there may be beds, you know, changing hands on eBay for a few thousand quid that weekend. Okay, we have, again, the confirmed support of the Northern End Assembly. There probably wasn't just quite the same euphoria as London getting the Olympics, but it was quite, you know, there's quite a bit of it, and we have the Department of Employment and Learning very much on board. We have the ministers, and I imagine one of the ministers will probably open the conference. And we've a number of sponsors already are saying that they want to be associated with the conference, obviously because it's the first time it's ever been in Northern Ireland, and because of the profile that it actually has. Mayor reception already lined up. The gala dinner has already been decided. I'll probably sing it. No, I won't. We'll get someone good at that. And then we have a programme of social events. And I'll outline a wee bit in a minute why. Obviously, the academic side of thing is very, very important. We're trying to make it as academic as we possibly can. But there will be social activities as well that hopefully will encourage people to come to Derry and maybe to stay for 2-3 days additionally just to see what it's like. The Northern Ireland Tourist Board and the Derry Convention Centre are already on board with this. And I talked earlier on that the conference is going to run for 3 days. What we're hoping to do is to put it together with the Northern Ireland Tourist Board, a package so that people can stay for 2-3 days additionally at a reduced rate, subvention from the Tourist Board. And really the package that we're looking at is maybe spend 2-3 days in Belfast, or in the Antrim Coast, which is the Giant's Causeway, everybody knows the Giant's Causeway, or in Donegal, and I'll outline the month where you might want to go to some of those. So it gives an opportunity to come to the conference, take a few days to kick back and see what Northern Ireland is like. And it really is a wonderful, most beautiful place. If you haven't been there, then you're really missing out, missing a treat. And in terms of the conference, we have a dedicated and experienced event management team. A lot of what we do at the University of Ulster, most of the team are here, we organise events all the time, and we are very professional in terms of our delivery of those events. We take it very serious. Anal retentives have been used in the past, but we will make sure that it is a good and worthwhile experience both within the conference and also outside the conference. That's the campus on which the conference will be held. It's the McGee campus, and it is an absolutely beautiful setting for a conference. Right on the banks of the Foyle, effectively, and that's where we'll be holding our main keynotes, and there will be breakout sessions. On campus, you won't have to walk any further than about 100 yards to get to all the breakout sessions. Attractions in Derry itself, it's a historical 6th century city, and it's the only truly walled city in Europe. And the walls are they're actually celebrating their 400th anniversary, if my maths are right, in 2014. So there's a lot of celebrations in the city around that time. Donegal is within 10-minute drive, and Donegal is considered by many people, including myself, to be the most beautiful landscape in the whole of Ireland. There's a lot to do. There's walks, there's beaches. Golf is very good, if there's any golfers knocking about as well, both in Donegal and also in the Antrim Coast, you have Roy Portrush. Again, we'll be trying to do deals in relation to golf and some of the scenic attractions that are very close. The Antrim Coast, again, is about half an hour away, and again, it's considered to be the most beautiful area in Northern Ireland. The Clipper Round the World Yacht Race finishes, as I said, in the city, exactly the same time that the delegates will be there. And I say, we've bought up most of the beds, so you may be able to subvent some of the cost of your conference by renting or subletting half your room. And then obviously, Derry will be the City of Culture in 2013, so obviously we're coming the year before that, but a lot of activities are already rolling, being tested, if you like, during that year. So like, all in all, I think it'll be one of the attractive. Some nice photos just to finish up with the John's making signs at me. For example, the city walls, you see the views there. A lot of history in and around the city and in Northern Ireland generally. Just showing you where Donegal is, Donegal Landing Post, again, all within half an hour. So it will allow you hopefully to kick back and maybe take advantage from the packages that the Northern Ireland Tourist Board will put together. And they really are talking about making it inexpensive for you to stay for those extra days just to see Northern Ireland. So I think it'll be a big advantage. This is James Causeway. Most people have heard of that, you know, created 60 million years ago. Again, it's an area of outstanding beauty. And almost every visitor in Northern Ireland wants to see the James Causeway, and we will organise some activities around there. For the brave among you, you can go across the Carrigarreed Rope Bridge, and it's worth seeing. But say that you just get a sense of the scenery and what it looks like. Northern Ireland's had a little bad press for many years, but it is an absolutely outstanding region and an area. The likes of beaches, Downhill Beach, again, you know, that's just one beach. We could pick any number of beaches. And again, delegates will be able to. Water sports, scenic walks, golf is fantastic, fishing is fantastic. So there's a lot to actually recommend the location. So that's really it. What I would be saying is sign up as soon as you can. We are absolutely 100% limited to 200 people. And I say probably already, I think we've probably 60 spaces already filled with some of the networks that we already have around the world. So it really is a matter of getting them as quick as you possibly can. I'm happy to take checks, cash, today, it doesn't really matter.
Thank you very, very much, Damien. Thank you for that. Yeah. Okay. And I know that part of the world fairly well now. It's absolutely wonderful. If you haven't been, do yourself a favour and come, because it's just fantastic. Area to visit, and the conference will be wonderful, I'm sure. Thank you.